Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah in Parsha's Chayisara. That's Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Yod, and the pasuk says, "Vayikachu Eved Asar Gemalim Migamalei Adonav Vayelech." And the servant, again referring to Eliezer, he took 10 camels from the camels of his master, and he went. V'chol Tov Adonav V'yaday, and all the good of his master was in his hands. Vayakam Vayelech El Ram Naraim El Ir Nachar, and he got up and he went to Ram Naraim to the city of Nachar. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yod Migamalei Adonav. What does that mean? He took from his master's camels. Of course, they were from his master. So we say, no, Nikarma Yumishar Gemal. They were recognizable. They were different from all other camels. That's because they went out and they were muzzled. So they didn't eat and pasture in other people's fields. How is it possible that he had all the good of his master in his hands? Avram Avinu was immensely wealthy, so how could it be that he had all of Avram Avinu's wealth with him? So it says, Avram Avinu wrote a special shtar, a special document, giving over everything he has to Yitzchak, so people should jump to be able to give their daughters to him. Aram Narayim, why is it called this? Bein Shtein Harsi Sheves. That's because this place is in between two rivers. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vayevrecha Gemalim Mechutzal Yirel Be'er Amayim. And he had the camels kneel or crouch outside the city next to the well of water. Le'es Erev. It was towards evening time. Le'es Tseis HaShoyevayis. That's when the women would come out to draw water. Vayomar. And he said, meaning Eliezer said, Hashem Lekei Adoni Avram. Hashem, the God of my master Avram. Hakrei Nolafanai Hayoyim. Make it happen before me today. Vasei Chesedim Adoni Avram. And do a kindness with my master Avram. Hinei Enochi Nitzaval Ein Amayim. Behold, I'm standing by the spring of water, and the daughters of the people of the city are coming out to draw water. And it shall be that the young maiden, that I ask her to tip please your pitcher, and I'll be able to drink. And she says, you drink, I'm going to also give your camels. It is her that you've chosen, to your servant Yitzchak, and through her I'm going to know that you did this kindness with my master. So this was a tefillah that Eliezer just said to Hashem. And let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Oysa Echachta, it's her that you chose. Ru'uya Hiloi, she's fitting for him. Shetei Gamelas Chasadim, because she does a lot of chesed. Ukadai Hili Kanes Vesa Shal Avram, and she's fitting to be brought into the house of Avram. Oshayna Echachta, and the understanding, the word Echachta is Beirarta, she's the one that you've chosen. Uva Eidan, through her I shall know. And this is Loshayna Techina, expression of entreating Hashem. Hoida Liba, please show me through her. Kiyosisa Chesed, that you've done a kindness with my master Avram. Im Tiemi Mishpachta, Vaigenus Loi, if it's from his family and it's fitting for him, Eida then I'm going to know that you did a great kindness for my master Avram. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. Vayihu Terem Kilo Daber, and he had just finished speaking. Vihine Rivka Yotzes, and behold, Rivka had went out. And who's Rivka? Asher Yulda LeBesuel Ben Milka. She was born to Besuel Ben Milka, Eshes Nachar Achi Avram, the wife of Nachar, the brother of Avram. V'chadal Shechma, and she had her pitcher on her shoulder. V'hanara Toivas Mara Ma'id, and the maiden was very beautiful. Besula, she was a virgin. V'ishla Yoda, and no man knew her. V'terta Aina, and she went down to the spring. V'tamale Chada V'toil, and she filled up her pitcher, and she went up. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezayin. Besula, why is it that we call her a virgin? That's because she was a Besula, as the simple understanding of it is. V'ishla Yada, a man didn't know her. Shaloi Kedarka, that means in an abnormal way. Why is it that we need to emphasize that? Is Lafisha B'nais HaNachrim, the people over there, Hayim Mishamers Mekai Besulehem, they used to be careful by where their virginity is, Umafkir Sa'asim Makam Acher, but they used to expose themselves in all other sort of ways. Hayid Al Zushan Akiyam Mikol, now the Pasuk is telling us that she was clean from everything. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yedzayin. Vayarto Evid Lakrasa, so the Evid ran to greet her. Vayarman, he said, let me sip a little bit of water from your pitcher. And she said, drink my master. And she hurried, and she lowered her pitcher into her hand, and she gave him to drink. And she finished giving him to drink. And she said, I'm also going to draw for your camels until they're finished drinking. And she hurried, and she poured her pitcher into the trough. And she ran back to the well to draw, and she drew water for all of his camels. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Zayin. Why is it that he ran to her? Since he saw that the water rose up to greet her, so he ran to her because he realized that she was special. This is an expression of swallowing of drinking. Pasuk Yod Chesin Rashi, she lowered her pitcher from her shoulder. Let's just see Pasuk Chaf and take a look at the last Rashi. Hashaikes, what is a shaikes? Evin Chalula, it's a hollowed out stone. That's where the camels drink from. Otherwise known as a trough. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph. V'ho'ish mishto'eilo. The man was astonished at her. Macherish lo das. He was quietly thinking to know. Hayitzliach Hashem darka yimloi. Did Hashem make his way successful or not? Let's see Rashi here. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Mishto'eilo shayin shi'ia. An expression of astonishment. K'moy sha'u arim or tisho'a shemama. Mishto'e. What does that mean? Mishto'imim umisbahel. He was amazed and taken aback. Al shira devar yikarv latzliach. That he saw his words were just about to be successful. Aval enu yadeh mishpachas Avram hi imlav. But he didn't know if she was from Avram Avinu's family yet. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Beis. What did Eliezer do? It was when the camels finished drinking. The man took a gold nose ring, Becca Mishkali. Its weight was a Becca. And he put two bracelets on her arms. Asar Zav Mishkalim. Their weight was 10 Zahav. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis, to understand what the significance of this is. Becca, why is it specifically a Becca weight? Ramaz L'Shikah Yisrael. This is a hint. This is an allusion to the Shkalim that Klai Yisrael are going to give. Becca Lagugailis. That was the same weight. Ushnei Tzmidim and two bracelets. Ramaz. This is an allusion. L'Shnei Luchas to the two Luchas Mitzumadais that were next to each other. They were attached to each other, which is like Tzamud. It's like a bracelet which is next to or attached to a person. Asar Zav Mishkalim. Why were they 10 Zahav? Ramaz L'Asar Sadibras Shebahen. This is an allusion to the 10 Dibras are in the Luchas. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Gimel. Vayomer, and he asked her, Bas Mi'at, whose daughter are you? Hagidin Ali, please tell me. Hayesh Beis Avich Makayim Lanu Lalin, does your father's house have a place for us to sleep? Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Gimel. Vayomer Bas Mi'at, Lach Shanasan Lasha Allah, only after he gave her these presents, then he asked her. And why did he give her the presents first? Why didn't he ask her first who she was? That's Lafisha Hayab Tuach Beschuse Shal Avram. He was confident in the Schus of Avram, Shitzlechakash Baruch Hudarkai, that Hashem was going to make his way successful. Lalin, he asked Lino Achas for one night of sleeping. Lin, Shem Dover, the word Lin is a noun. Vihi Amran, she answered Lalun, Kamalinois, she said you can actually have many nights to sleep if you want. So back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet, Vatamir 11, she said to him, Bas Besuel Anoichi ben Milka, Asher Yolda Nachar, I'm the daughter of Besuel, the son of Milka who was born to Nachar. Vatamir 11, she said to him, Gam Tevin, Gam Mispai Ravi Manu, we also have straw and we have a lot of feed for the animals, Gam Makim Lalun, also a place to sleep. Let's see Rashavir Pasuk of Dalet, Bas Besuel, Heshivatu al Rishan Rishan, while Achren Achren, she answered his first question first and his second question second. His first question was, whose daughter are you? So she answered that question first. And his second question was, is there a place to sleep? And she answered that as well. Pasuk of Hayin Rashi, Mispai, what is Mispai? Kol machal gmalim kari Mispai. Any food for camels is called Mispai. That's the general terminology. Kagayin tevin usa'arim, it could be straw, it could be barley. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Vav, by Kaid Ha'ish, the man bowed down, by Ishtachul Hashem, and he prostrated himself to Hashem. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fourth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.